questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his perfect progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from a series of Canon Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. As you have been following and listening such shows from IRIB English Radio, in this series of shows, we are trying to talk about the questions and, let's say, the doubts and misconceptions that we are receiving from different questioners all around the world. For that, we have invited Islamic researcher and scholar Sheikh Noor Muhammad from Qom Seminary Schools to this show to help us to answer the questions. Before asking the first question, I'd like to welcome Sheikh to the show and say salam to him. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Many thanks for accepting the invitation. The question of the day is concerning the incestuous marriage, that is, marriage with those who are among your mahrams, those who are belonging to you in some way. I mean, they have some relationship to a person. So this question has been asked, and there was a comparison inside this question which was made, that why do people had such an experience at the beginning of the world, like the time of the Prophet Adam, when his sons, that is Abel and Cain, or Habil and Qabil, actually experienced such a marriage, that is they married two sisters. This question, I think, needs to be dissected from a historical and at the same time Islamic point of view. That's why I want a respected Sheikh Noor Muhammad to shed some light on this question. Sheikh, the question, as it was actually asked or posed by the questioner, was actually presented to you. But as far as I know, this is what I have heard. The wives of Abel and Cain were not sisters. If I'm not sure, let me learn it from you, Sheikh.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Again, is a very valid question and frequently asked question about how incest or incestuary marriage is allowed in Islam or not. First of all, let me mention one point. When we say that, for example, in the verses of Noble Quran or the narrations of Noble Prophet and his pure progeny, when they mention that incest or incest marriage is forbidden, this particular action itself has some evil inside in it. Mm-hmm. And it is from Shia point of view and from Shia jurisprudence, it has been mentioned and firmly believed, all the scholars, they believe in that. When we say that action is forbidden, it means that it contains some evil inside in it. And mm-hmm. because of that evil, and because it has some wrongdoing inside in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it forbidden. And it is forbidden until the day of judgment. From the beginning of the creation of universe till the day of judgment, it is forbidden because it has some mafsada or for example, evil within it. And because of that, it became forbidden. Mm-hmm. After that, we have two explanations for that. Of course, maybe we have more than two. We have many explanations for how, in the beginning of the creation, how the sons of Prophet Adam they have the marriage. But according to some of the scholars, and I have chosen these two explanations for that. First of all, it has before the Adam, there were some human being, of course, with some differences, and the Prophet Adam was not a first human being.
Yeah.
And the sons of Adam, they get married with those people and with those individuals, with those girls, of course, I mean.
Yeah.
And because of that, the creation of human being, I mean the progeny of Adam has started. So with those people, with those community and generations before Adam, they get married. Another explanation is that, and of course this is from a narration from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. First of all, he mentioned that it is not allowed and it is not acceptable that how Allah, Imam mentions that, and I'm giving the gist of the narration, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to continue the progeny of human being, including many prophets and many awsiya, many vicegerents of the noble of the prophets. Their actually generation was from forbidden action. Imam said it is not acceptable that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that. And second, after the murder of the Abel, Prophet Adam cried a lot, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him another son by the name of Hibatullah or Shaith. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam explained that, and of course, this Shaith was a vicegerent and successor of Adam. And after him, after the Hibatullah or Shaith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him Yafith. It has been mentioned the names of the children and the sons of Adam. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they become mature, sent two angels, we call it Huri, okay, to them. And they get married with those angels by the name of Nazleh. She was a wife of Shaith, and the Manzila, she was a wife of Yafith. And of course, they have the, from this great and blessing marriage, they have two daughters. Of course, one of them they have a daughter, and another was some sons. And they after some while they became, you know, they get married, and the generation of Adam expanded.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So, Shaykhul, what? Let's be back to that. I mean, the, even the question goes to Abel and Cain and their wives. I have heard the same thing from narrations, if I'm not mistaken, as I said and mentioned earlier. And their wives also were two huris that they came down from the paradise. Was it true?
Of course, you see, the explanation of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, it is that the generation started after the, you know, after the Shaith and Yafith, okay? And their children and their children, they get married, and the generation started from their children, which was a pure generation without any incest or without any problem within it. Of course, maybe as I said, and I said in the beginning, we have other narration in this regard, but I believe that the most correct narration is this explanation that I share with you and me, with my dear listeners.
Thank you very much. Do we have the same story like that of Shaith and Yafith with Abel and Cain also, Habil and Qabil? Because the question actually necessarily, I mean, basically goes to, the question basically actually is looking at the relationship between the wives of Cain and Abel. I'd be grateful if you again tell us if the same story had happened earlier with Abel and Cain's wives and they were not sisters.
Exactly. We have some other narration mentioned the same story. I mean, the marriage with the angels or Huri was happened to the Abel and Cain.
Yeah.
Again, the same story happened to them, and they got married with the two angels, and the names of the angels has been mentioned. Of course, we have other narration which mentioned that the one of the brothers, I mean Cain or Abel, they get married with the some gents. It has been mentioned, these other narration. But overall, it does not, the incest does not happen.
Very true.
Okay, and this because it is forbidden itself, and yeah. because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow
so
that to
So what is
happen.
The core of this discussion is that even from the beginning of the world, let's say, I'm the beginning of the world, actually, we necessarily mean the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually has sent down Prophet Adam to the earth. From that time, even this incestuous marriage was not allowed and was forbidden.
Yes, of course, of course. We want to.
So there is no change in the rulings of Allah from that time till today.
Of course.
What is the probable evil, or let's say, mafsada, on such marriages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the very beginning, is that firm in announcing the forbiddance of it?
You see, of course, we cannot understand, for the some cases at least, maybe mm-hmm. we cannot understand the real philosophy behind some Islamic laws.
Yeah.
But we can guess some wisdom, which we call mm-hmm. it hikmah, behind the some of the Islamic laws. Maybe the wisdom behind that, first of all, as I said, rationally speaking, it is not acceptable. Mm-hmm. How people, for example, commit this marriage and have this marriage with their own sisters, with their own mother. It is, I think, all people, all human beings, they do not accept that. And it is not naturally and rationally speaking, it is not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And the nature of human being does not accept that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And of course, we have the same philosophy and, of course, same wisdom behind homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no production of the generation of human being, and it has a lot of, you know, disease within it. And, of course, we can guess many wisdom for the, you know, wisdom behind the forbiddance of such actions.
So, all in all, we can accept it out of a worship rather than find, let's say, a very strong argument in the books of Alal al-Shara'a, like... for example, the philosophy of some worshipping acts. So to some extent, we need to actually accept such deal, accept such order with a kind of look on the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this has been also actually dictated to us as mandatory.
Of course, you know that the nikah and having marriage, it is not worship. Technically speaking, it is not
No,
worship.
I do know that it's not worship. I mean, out of worship, ta'abbudan, I meant that.
To some extent, maybe, of course, the basic of that is that even if that action is not worshipping, and of course, it's kind of, you know, some contract between some people, okay? But after all, because we believe that the, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to us this law through the verse of Noble Quran and the narration of Noble Prophet and his pure progeny, because of that, we accept this point. But as I said, we can guess a lot of wisdom behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all people, of at least most of the people, they accept this idea that the incest has no benefit for the human mm-hmm. being.
And it is even in all the divine Abrahamic religion. I mean, the same order actually can be seen and traced in all the Abrahamic religions.
Yes.
Many thanks, dear Sheikh, for your explanations and answers to the questions, and your respected listeners who are staying tuned and listening to IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن.